All right, it's 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? And do we have any additions or deletions?
I just have one addition for this seasonal employee.
Okay.
And I believe with that being personnel, it will go on camera.
Get on camera. That's in new business. We have a mover for the agenda, please.
Thank you.
Seconder?
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? And if you have, can we get a mover for the minutes, please?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Good.
All in favor? Okay, we will go to the financials. Payment of accounts. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment. Check number 26226 to 26252, other 0605 to 0627. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $254,701.68. A mover, please.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Is for the two paychecks. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0628 to 0629. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,106.10. Mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So carried.
Okay, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0630 to 0651. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $18,222.40.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Okay, whereas the financial statements ending April 30th, 2026 have been circulated to council for their review. Now therefore be it resolved that these financial statements are adopted as circulated.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Whereas the financial statements ending from May 31st, 2026 have been circulated to council for their review. Now therefore be it resolved that these financial statements are adopted as circulated. Mover, please.
Thank you.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor? Okay, and we will go to department reports. Public Works, meetings of May 26th, you've all got it in your packages. Utility is in there. Your building inspector report you got today, that's the one from up to date, right, Lacey?
Mm-hmm.
That you got in your package today, so you can see that. And that's it for that. We'll go to reports of committees. Whitemouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Facility, it's in the package. Fire Management is in there. Then we'll jump over to verbal reports of committees. Start off with Deputy Reeve Honke.
Just the Eastern District meetings that we went to yesterday and that, you know, was good. We had a couple ministers there and that, so
17 resolutions got passed.
17 resolutions.
Good.
That's all I had.
Councillor McDougall?
No.
Councillor Stead?
I had Eastman Tourism. I attended their outdoor trade show the 30th and 31st. Had a little table set up there. It went over pretty good. And then last weekend I had, for the library, I had their fundraiser, which they seemed to do pretty well there as well.
Good, good. Okay, I have a health meeting coming up this tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So then that'll be updated. There was a work training. Let's hope that there's no more big storms going around like have been going in the, you know, throughout the province, that we don't have to use anybody. Yeah, touch wood on that. Touch your head, Tim.
Okay.
And let's hope nothing happens. So other than that, and I know that Dean has had some training, but I'll comment on it a little more next month when I get a little more information on it. And that's about it. There's lots coming up in the next few weeks. We have no public hearing. We have no delegation, and we'll go straight to communications. Number one, Statistics Canada Business and Community Newsletter, May 2026. That's in your package. It's just information. Anyone got any questions on it, but that's what that is. Number two is an in-camera item. Number three is Winnipeg River Arts Council, May 26 newsletter. That's a newsletter from the Winnipeg Arts. They actually do have their arts in Great Falls dinner. I think it's June 23rd or something, but not going to that. And then we will, number four is White Mouth Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility. Request for MPI customer account for WRNW Waste Management Facility. So Duncan can jump in on this one too, but I think what's happening here is the waste management will have, when they register a vehicle, the three partners, they're looking for approval from the three partners. You got anything on that, Duncan? Do you want to add?
Was
kind of
new to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did prepare the resolution that was suggested by them, and I do have a copy of the letter if you want to look it on the screen here.
Review the letter. Do you have any thoughts, CAO Smith?
I think it's pretty straightforward in this one. I don't think it's complicated. It's just for the MPI that they're looking for, so they can register their vehicles to drive on the roads.
And they can't register it, right?
Currently, they cannot.
And it has to come through.
It would have
our,
to come, yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of why they were reaching out for all three parties to sign off on it.
So yeah. All three signed off on it, or?
They could. It went through the Reynolds Council on Monday night when they had their meeting. And I guess here, if we approve it, they might have options who they want to insure their new vehicle with, I'm guessing.
Just
to register
it.
I don't know why
it.
They need all three, but anyway, if they choose to use the arms of White Mouth, well, I'd be in favor of it. They're paying the bill. So
yeah.
They need to register it.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas the WRNW Waste Management Facility requires authorization from its participating municipal partners to establish a Manitoba Public Insurance MPI customer account. So there you have it. So, and whereas the Rural Municipality of White Mouth is a participating partner of the WRNW Waste Management Facility, therefore be it resolved that Council authorized the Chief Administrative Officer, CAO, to execute and sign on behalf of the Rural Municipality of White Mouth their authorization letter supporting the establishment of an MPI customer account for the WRNW Waste Management Facility and authorizing Belinda Wilson, manager of the WRNW Waste Management Facility, to act as signing authority for all MPI vehicles registration matters conducted on behalf of the facility. Do we have a mover?
Instead of on behalf of the facility, should we have put the WRNW Waste Management Facility name there?
Now I can add that. Yep.
Then it just specifically
Clears it up. That. Yep. No, that's good.
Does it have to be her name specifically, or can it just be
manager?
That way it can carry on into future people?
It could be a different manager.
You can say authorizing the manager?
Yes.
But signing authorities, does it have to have the person's name?
I don't, that's why I asked.
The letter does specify Belinda, who's the current one.
A name?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it would have for the bank.
But either way, if we put a name, then they just have to do a different resolution if it ever changes.
You could put Belinda Wilson, manager of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the manager of the.
It'd be just like any other committee, I guess. If they could Duncan.
Might need a new resolution later. Something if it changes, that's all.
Just, yeah. Could be a few next fall.
Could.
Okay.
I'm going to read that out again, okay?
Yeah.
Therefore, be it resolved that the council authorized the Chief Administrative Officer, CAO, to execute and sign on behalf of the Rural Municipality of Whitemall the authorization letter supporting the establishment of an MPI customer account for the WRNW Waste Management Facility and authorizing the manager, Belinda Wilson, of the WRNW Waste Management Facility to act as signing authority for all MPI vehicle registration matters conducted on behalf of the WRNW Waste Management Facility. Mover?
I'll move.
Seconder?
Segal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
I do.
You got it? Okay, unfinished business. Lagoon, borrowing bylaw. Again, on this particular one, we are continuing looking for funds, but we also know that we can meet with Ted Falk, but he's not going to meet until fall.
Yes, that's the information we got back. He's unavailable until fall.
Yeah. So that's where we are with that. Elma, waterline south of Elma at this time's table, but also there is a meeting that's going to be set up, and I think you're working on that, Lacey?
Yeah.
With the ratepayer?
Yep.
To have your own meeting and talk about what's happening? Okay. Number three is the zoning bylaw. Of course, that's being worked on all the time, but I think we all, admin also has to look a little further in here because we did get an inquiry about electric fences.
Yeah, so we're going to add that to the ones that we're looking at for possible changes.
Okay. All right. Number four, Whitemall Reynolds Planning District restructuring. Delmer and... Duncan, you got anything on that?
We're supposed to meet on Friday.
This coming Friday, right?
We didn't have quorum, so we're still at a standstill there.
Okay. All right. Good. Then number five is 2026 general election. Again, sessions have been set up. I think ours is for August. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to have one here in Whitemall. That's in August, and then there's going to be another two, one in Lactobonnie and one in Bolshezure,
mm-hmm.
and these are regional ones, and the dates are available on our website and also on Facebook.
Yeah, so I thought ours was August. Was it August 22nd or something? Doesn't matter, but everybody can check. Anybody? I think we had two come the last time, so.
I think I can pull up the ad here. It's a little small. So this is, there's one Wednesday, June 17th in Beausejour. Then there's another one June 29th in Lac de Bonnie. And then the one in Whitemouth is August 26th. So this information is posted on our website and on Facebook.
Okay. Okay, and then the next one again is in camera. It's Land Seals in Camera. Number 7, Andy Van Policy. I have read it again, and I just don't see a heck of a lot in there compared to others, but, you know, we'll take time and have everyone continue reading if you come up with something, so we'll table that.
And I'm going to ask that if any more information is required, please let us know, and administration will find it.
Okay. New business, number 1, standing committee and board appointments. This is just something we got a couple more months to go. Just want to make sure we have every board covered, okay? There's some boards that really completely aren't covered, but we will. I'm going to quickly run through them, though. Accounts payable is Duncan, and alternate is Blaine. Board of Revisions, all of council, not changing that. CNL decommissioning is Blaine, and then alternate is Delmer. Carmine Shiner is Delmer, Blaine. Clinical Teaching Unit, Walter, Duncan. Community Futures is Duncan. Community Futures does not want an alternative. It's not allowed, so we're scratched. Deputy Reeve is Tim. Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, that's mine, that's Walter. We don't need one there because there's no voting on it, and anything comes up, it gets sent to you the next day. Eastman Tourism, Blaine. And the alternate, Tim, just stop me if you don't want to be on something. Fire Management is Tim and Delmer. Now, again, we're going to put an alternate on this one in case someone's missing. Who? Somebody want to?
I'll step up for
that.
Okay. I think that'd be a conflict.
Just in case one of you can't make it. Library is Blaine and Duncan. Media representative, that's myself. Northeastman Community Health, again, that's myself and Duncan as an alternate. Parent Advisory Committee, is that done?
We have no representative.
Well, we did. We named one. That was
no,
you.
No, I know. Yeah, but I stepped down.
Pardon?
I stepped down, so we have currently no representative.
So does that still go on?
I think so. Why don't we have a rep? Do you feel we shouldn't? Jerry, what was the reason again? Sorry, it's too fresh in my memory.
They do a lot of volunteer, like they do a lot of fundraising, and so I mean, if the counselor wants to be involved in fundraising, I think it's a good opportunity for somebody to vote. But
yeah,
it wasn't my thing.
I think I'll clarify that a bit. I don't think the counselor has to be involved in the fundraising. The counselor could be involved just to know what's going on, and to be a guide or a lead. Anybody wants?
You put me down for it.
You do?
Yeah.
Blaine?
Yeah, just keep going on.
You'll have to check into when it is.
Yeah. Right. Do you know when their meetings were, Delmer?
I can give you that Becker's number.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Public Works, all of council. RM of Whitemouth Emergency Response Team is myself, and I think the alternate is basically the whole council. After it comes from the word, all of council.
I'm good with that.
For the next couple months, anyway. Two Rivers to Seniors and Handy Van. It's the Handy Van in out of Two Rivers in Lac de Bonnie. That is Tim and Duncan. Union is Tim and Duncan. We're not putting an alternate there because it only comes up once every 4 years. Whitemouth District Health Center, that's myself. That's like a one-minute meeting at once a year. Whitemouth Municipal Museum Society, that's myself, and alternate is Delmer. Still good. Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District, Duncan and Delmer, and we're going to put an alternate on there. Blaine? Whitemouth River Valley Community Development Corporation, Delmer, Blaine, what's happening?
It's pretty quiet right now.
Is it still functioning? It's still a group?
It's still functioning.
Okay, we'll leave it at that until. And then we go to Whitemouth Reynolds North White Shell Waste Management Facility. Walter and Duncan, and alternate Blaine. Okay, we got covered, I think. Anybody got any questions?
Nope.
That's what it's going to be. All right.
Just need a resolution for it.
Need a resolution for it. Okay, whereas council reviewed appointments and alternates for standing committees and boards for 2026, now therefore be it resolved that the following be accepted as the appointments for 2026. I have to read them all again?
We just went through them.
A mover?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Can you send me a copy of that, Lucy?
Absolutely.
The ones
I'll send all of council the updated. Sure. Updated sheets.
It's a short version. You only got 3-4 months to go. Number two. 2026 bursary. What do you got for us, Lacey?
Well, this... You should abstain from, most likely.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Yeah. You can excuse yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
Just so it's on record, Councillor Honky is excusing himself from all discussions here.
Okay. Whereas a Grade 12 bursary has been established, and whereas the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth offers two bursaries, one being one for a college applicant and one for a university. And whereas an application has only been received for the university bursary, now therefore be it resolved that the successful applicant for 2026 is Jenna Inkster.
So, just so council is aware, she was the only applicant, but she meets all the qualifications.
Mm. We're good. So, do we have a mover?
McDougald.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number three is... Pardon?
Better get Tim.
Oh, yeah. Number three is a seasonal employee. We're going to refer to that in camera, so. So be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 152.3 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following items, legal and personnel. Now therefore be it resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83.1D of the Municipal Act. A mover.
Stead.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Aye. Communication item number two, whereas a request has been received to waive the building permit fine from permit number 526 issued under bylaw 76724 for building without a permit. And whereas there was some miscommunication on both sides during the changeover of building inspectors between 2024 and 2025. Now therefore be it resolved that the fine hereby be waived and the regular permit fees applied. A mover.
Stead.
A seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. For unfinished business, item six, whereas an offer to purchase has been received for roll number 81890, lot 3 of block 2, plan 50832. And whereas this property is assessed at $41,000, And whereas this offer is conditional to the purchase of other lots of land currently offered. Now therefore, be it resolved that council has deemed it in the best interest to sell roll number 81890 at the current assessed value.
Honky.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'm excused.
And Council McDougall is excused. And this one is land sale. Whereas an offer to purchase has been received for roll number 81890, 81884, 81882, 81880, 81878, being lots 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of Block 2, Plan 50832 for $125,000. Now therefore be it resolved that the Rural Municipality of Weymouth present a counter offer of $141,000. And further be it resolved that administration be directed to have our realtor present the counter offer, which, if accepted, is approved by council as a conditional sale.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. And Mr. McDougall has excused himself from that. New business item number 3. Whereas advertisements have been placed, applications received, and interviews held for public works seasonal employees. Now therefore be it resolved that the successful applicant be Hunter Zimmerman to commence on June 15th, 2026. And further be it resolved that they be paid as per the collective agreement.
Okay.
I'm over. Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 3:26 p.m.
Stead.
Moved by Stead, second by
Honky.
Honky. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.